Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to talk about negotiating real estate repairs.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. We wanted to talk a little bit about when it's wound tight. A buyer moves so quickly in the market today, grabs a property, says, this is the one, let's make an offer, all often within 24 hours of first being introduced to the property. They get it off the market with some quick negotiating, so they've taken away from the other opportunities in the marketplace for that seller. Seller saying, okay, let's get this thing closed. Buyers say, first, I have a due diligence period to understand what I've purchased here.
Right, because they haven't had an opportunity to really take a look at it. They've seen potentially the location, maybe they've seen pictures of the interior, but they haven't really had a chance to evaluate the property. What kind of a condition is it really in? Termite, dry rot, roof, quality of wiring, etc.
Now, most of the contracts are suggesting that it's an as-is sale. They name that right in the contract.
Right.
What they're saying is it is not going to be modified by the seller prior to close of escrow. Well, the buyer has a right to know what as is what they thought they were buying really what they were buying, and it takes getting experts on the scene to do that.
Yes, and you typically bring in professionals that are extremely proficient at evaluating a property. That might include termite and dry rot roof inspections, whole house inspections, engineering reports, soil geotech reports, and so forth, to make sure that you absolutely understand what you're getting.
So you have those in hand, and you're looking back at the seller saying, well, there's a couple surprises in here. There's some outlets that aren't grounded. There's some cracks that I didn't see that are not necessarily structural, but cosmetic.
And what does it mean? And what do those cracks mean?
And maybe there's a roof needed. So now you've got to look at this with the lens that this is a used home in this case anyway, and you've got a used property of some sort, and you've got to put that reasonable lens on saying, I'm one buyer. Could they go on the marketplace and have another buyer ask the same things? Would a reasonable buyer request the same list of repairs? And you're opening negotiations again with the seller. All bets are off. You don't have to buy it in that condition. Seller doesn't have to modify that condition. So it is a negotiation.
It is a negotiation. And on occasion, the buyer gets really cranky. I want new that. Well, listen, if you wanted to buy a new house, go buy a new house. This one is pre-existing, and it comes with its own pre-existing condition, and at the price that was offered, if the price was fair at that condition and you want it improved, look out. The seller's probably going to back off of that.
I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.